doesn't lie, Dirk. I mean, you can say all you want, but we did. Yeah. I'm saying the referee, and I never got into it with him because, you know, you're not going to win that argument. Right. It's water under the bridge.
Well, what I thought maybe they thought they saw was that somebody did come off the ice, even though we only had four guys on the ice, because he touched the puck. They figured, oh, there's got to be six guys. You know what I mean?
It's like not even close.
Yeah, that's very strange.
He told me we had seven. But when I briefly asked him, he said, are you sure you had six? Well, you had seven. And, you know, and you watch the tape, and there's not even – it's bizarre.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to figure that out because we had no idea up there what had happened there. So we go into the second period. We're winning 2-0, and they get an even-strength goal at the 10:25 mark. Up until that point, Coach, do you think we were playing pretty good too?
Yeah, I thought we were playing pretty good. I thought we came out and had a good second period and, you know, had some energy and whatnot, created some good scoring chances, killed a couple of penalties. Tanner had that great chance.
Yes.
CJ Ike rings one off the crossbar. We had a 3-on-1 we didn't make a very good play on, but Blake Pietl had a real good dot lane drive, 3-on-2 rush chance. So we were creating some chances, that's for sure. I liked our period.
How good is Austin Farley? I mean,
he's a good hockey player.
He is.
Yep.
Good.
You know, he's skilled and he can skate and he's strong, you know, and he competes. So when you have those things in a hockey player, and it's pretty good combination.
Face off in the neutral zone. Shots are all evened up, 14 apiece now with the power plays for Minnesota Duluth. Soucy will chipping up the boards and across the line. Camaronesi, nice pass back to Camaronesi. A shot scores! Oh, what a play there by the Duluth Bulldogs.
Well, they score on that back and forth play, trying to get Jamie Phillips moving a little bit, and that's probably part of their game plan to try to figure him out.
Oh, yeah. Most goalies are not going to come down straight and shoot anymore. You know, you have to get traffic or get the goalie moving. I didn't like how we played that. We had enough guys back. We just didn't man up on that situation, and you know, we got a little confused, and we chased the puck a little bit and left Farley open for the redirect there.
So 10:25, the time of that goal, that made it 2-1. But Shane Hanna comes back less than 2 minutes later with a huge goal for the Michigan Tech Huskies.
Knocked down on the play was Krause. Great play by Shane Hanna. And the Huskies bring it up now on an on-man rush. Hanna across the line, cuts to the middle, over for Pietl, shot scene, just wide of the net. I thought maybe the knob of the stick, but it went wide. And now Hanna at the point. Walks in, takes the score!
Let me ask you on that one, Coach, too. Again, on the replay, it almost looks like a stick helped elevate that puck.
That one looks like it might have. Okay. You can't really tell, but it looks like just where the stick position is. But that was a chance Blake Pietl had. You can hear it there. Yeah. He walks in, and he just misses. What I liked about it is we retrieved the puck, went from low to high quickly, and they put so much back pressure on that we caught them deep in their zone. And Shane actually had quite a bit of time to shoot that puck, and that was a huge goal. As much as, Mike Neville's goal was huge. I mean, this one was huge, right, too, because, you know, it just got the momentum back on our side again.
So we get that goal. How much better was Shane Hanna Saturday night than Friday
much
night?
Better, yeah. He really struggled Friday. And, who knows? Part of it could be the bye and the extra time off, whatever. Just looked a little sluggish, not his usual self. And, you know, that was a big goal. But shortly thereafter, we get the 5-on-3. And that might have been one of the most disappointing things about the game on Saturday
night. Yeah, talk about
Saturday
that
night.
If you could, Coach.
Yeah, you know, we practiced it actually this week, and we hadn't practiced it much. And but what happened, you know, I had Mark's out there and Walker, and neither one of them really had practiced it. So we just looked very deliberate and just slowed it down and instead of trying to do what we wanted to do. So I'll take I don't want to say blame. I'll take the credit for us not being very good on that. I mean, we did get a couple great chances, and he saved the game there for him. I mean, he makes two or three unbelievable saves. But the first part of it, we just looked a little unsure and not prepared. And that's my fault, and I'll take the blame for that.
Shots in the second period, 14-12 in favor of UMD. And so we go to the third period, and we're up by two goals. Dominic Tadonato gets his third of the weekend, his 13th of the season. This one from Willie Raskob, who got two straight assists, but this one at the 7:28 mark to make it a one-goal game.
I have follow across the line, brings it in. Nice centering pass to Krause and poked away at the last moment. Raskob comes in. Centers in front, they score. Tadonato puts it in past Phillips, a huge goal. by the Duluth Bulldogs, catching the Huskies a little bit flat-footed there, and a great play to the front of the net.
Well, they had good pressure there, Coach, and it looked like, you know, we did have a defenseman there. I don't know if he was supposed to be lifting up that stick, but it was a nice play by the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, that's one Jamie might want back. I mean, Tenenbaum didn't have much room there. It's just a quick play, like bang, bang, and he just sort of redirected. Yeah. I don't even know how it got through, you know. I'd like to look at the goalie cam, but yeah, we had a guy there, and you know, it was one of those goals. I mean, I'm not gonna lay it on Jamie because he had a, you know, great weekend, but that's probably a tough one to give up. But they were pressing, you know, they started to. It's just that little edge, you know, that little urgency, that little intensity, and once they got that goal, it's like that old snowball, you know, you start at the top of the hill and you let it go and you roll it, and there's no stopping it. I mean, they were rolling after that goal. And part of it is, you know, we were losing faceoffs, and that shows me that's, you know, we had a great weekend on faceoffs, and right there we just, you know, you could see in the third period we just couldn't win a faceoff. And it's not always the center; it's the other guy jumping in to help out. But it just seemed to lose little battles. We lost a lot of little battles on the wall, some poor clearing attempts. You know, we just all of a sudden got out of sorts, and I don't want to use the word panic, but we just. It's that intensity and that urgency, and they had it, and they had that spark, and you could tell.
They tie it up at the 13:07 mark. John Young sung. Austin Young scores his third of the season. Willie Raskob gets an assist on this one. It actually was a very pretty goal the way he put this in.
Deflected wide of the net. Horan now, left point, wrapped all the way around. Huskies looking for a line change here. They can't clear it. Shot towards the goal. Loose puck in front of goaltender Phillips. Right there again, taken by Ock. Ock can't move it up far enough to get it outside of the zone. Another shot. Big save. Rebound. They score. Oh, what a goal by the Duluth Bulldogs after a tremendous save by goaltender Phillips.
So the Huskies see the game tying up 3-3 at that point, Coach, and we just feel like we had all the momentum just sucked right out of
us.
Well,
we did, but you play it back to the start of your clip there, and you talk about the Huskies trying to make a line change. They don't clear it. And we had a few instances in that period where – you know, we have possession and we don't get it behind and we turn it over in that neutral zone, or we don't get it out, you know, and now we get guys changed and we get tired guys on the ice. And, you know, Mark Ock had the puck, but we did, you know, winger center didn't come over to give him any option, and Mark just didn't want to throw it away. And, you know, and then we, of course, we got caught out on a long shift, and you know, they just had the legs and they beat us to the net and got the rebound. And normally we had been doing a pretty good job of clearing those rebounds, but we didn't block the shot, you know, going out to the point. I thought our shot blocking was not as good in the third period. Just it just seemed like we got away from all the things that we normally do and make us a good team. And it's not all on us. It's them. I mean, they jacked the intensity up.
They did.
You know, but when you score a goal, you really get a lift and a life and momentum. And we just needed a couple good shifts there just to, you know, even it out a little bit. And we just couldn't. It just seemed like everything we tried to do wouldn't work.
You know, you bring up a good point, and for the casual fan, they might not realize you talk about Mark Ock and really not having an outlet pass or an option there or any kind of puck support. And maybe, you know, the fan sitting in the seats will say, wow, he made a bad play there, or didn't make the right play, or didn't get the puck out of the zone. But really, it's somebody that was supposed to come back and help him out, and he actually did the right thing by doing the least dangerous option there.
Well, he did, and he was trying to make a good play, trying to hold on to it, and it just sort of gave him us some time to have someone come over there and support him. So, and we just couldn't, and then, you know, the guy finally just muscled the puck off of him, and you know, our guy was late getting to the point, couldn't block the shot, and you know, it just was you know, just a hockey play, and they made a better play than we did on that one.
So, Coach, we're tied up 3-3 at this point. What are you thinking on the bench as far as the way we're playing, the score, everything that's going on?
Well, you know, we needed I needed about five timeouts, I think, just or we needed to have the Zamboni come out and you know, do the ice and start all over and push the reset button. But that, you know, that's a game of hockey. I mean, I think as coaches, we've all been in situations or teams like that when, you know, you can see it turning, the momentum turning, and you just can't seem to stop it. You know, whatever you do, whatever you're trying, whatever you're saying, you know, we just couldn't quite stop it. I mean, we had a couple decent shifts in there, but boy, their best period is the third period by far. When you look statistically at Duluth, we knew that. That's why I was really impressed with our team Friday night and the third period we had, because statistically, I think they were +1 in the first period, like +3 in the second period. and something like plus 15 in the third period in goals for, goals against. That's their period.
And that's huge. I mean,
It is huge. And, you know, and when our team's in good shape, and but that momentum, you know, it's just it's just a fine line between you and I getting the loose puck. Just a one step, you know, it's 1 second, and it's that one.